This month, Milwaukee Mayor John Norquist and Marilyn Figueroa, the woman who has accused Norquist of sexual harassment, gave taped depositions in the case. A state administrative law judge ordered the depositions sealed until a hearing on Figueroa's complaint scheduled for May 6th. But Milwaukee television station WISN asked that the tapes and transcripts be released now, and a Milwaukee circuit judge agrees. WISN attorney Matt Flynn says the new ruling restores Wisconsin's commitment to the state's open records law.
It's quite clear under the statute that when you have a public elected official like the mayor of Milwaukee, he can't keep depositions secret when they come out of a lawsuit where the city's being sued. He's not even being sued. The city's been sued for his conduct, and the taxpayers have to foot the bill. It's quite clear that that's a public record.
Flynn says it's unusual for so-called discovery depositions to come out before trial unless both sides agree or unless elected public officials or governments are involved. Figueroa's attorney supports the release of the documents in the Norquist case. It isn't clear if Norquist or the city of Milwaukee will try to appeal. Attorney Flynn says a state court ruling several years ago would make it unlikely for Milwaukee to win an appeal.
There's a very well-known case, the Lank case, out of the Court of Appeals in Waukesha, where Judge Nettesheim wrote a splendid opinion in which he held that even if one judge in a lawsuit enters a protective order to seal what's otherwise a public record, another judge who's petitioned to open that record can't give deference to that protective order.
The Milwaukee judge has given other parties who feel they'd be harmed by release of the deposition until April 15th to ask that their names be blacked out of the transcripts or tapes. Mayor Norquist says he did not harass Figueroa and that their sexual relationship was consensual. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.